Well, Michal, a very sad occasion as we stand here at the church in Vintry.
It is indeed, and it's still a shock to people, even though now this is Monday, happened on Saturday. They're still talking about it all over the country. And not too long ago, inside in Paddy's home there, I met the northern people. Ross Carr and DJ Kane came from down. The Tyrone guys left at 3 o'clock this morning. Eugene McKenna, Damien O'Hagan, John Lynch and Podge Quinn. Podge Quinn, who's on Paddy in that famous 86 final. They left at 3 o'clock and they journeyed all the way down. And each of them had a different story about Paddy. But it wasn't Paddy the footballer they were talking about, but Paddy the personality that had a welcome for everyone. And in many ways, he was everyone's friend.
While all the great Kerry footballers are well appreciated and everything, Michal, was he the most loved Kerry footballer outside of Kerry?
He was. And Paddy Bond Brosnan had that reputation as well. Yes. During his time and after it, I often heard people saying, of all the people that have come out of this place, Paddy Bourne was the best. He was good friends of Paddy O'Shea, and if you like, Paddy O'Shea took up that mantle then.
Why was that, Michal?
Well, he was different. The way he came out on the field, on his toes, fists clenched, a stern face on him, ready for battle, never injured. He wasn't a huge man, but he was a sort of a rock of a man. There was no end to him. And I often, listening to commentaries on rugby games, and they talk a lot about a losing point, a bonus point for the loser. Paddy'd have no time for points for losers. If you lose the match you've lost, you don't deserve any point.
I heard you telling a lovely story yesterday about a lady or ladies coming to Croke Park with flowers. That was amazing. I'd never heard of that for a GMN before.
Yeah, I heard Liam O'Neill, the president, say that on the radio yesterday, on Radio na Gaeltachta. And one man came and he wanted to speak to somebody. If you like, it was like the Ancient Mariner. He wanted somebody to stop and listen to his tale. This man came with flowers, but he wanted to talk to somebody, to tell that somebody what Paddy O'Shea meant to him and to his friends. And he wouldn't be a Kerry man. I take it he'd be a Dublin follower.
Yeah. You'd have broadcast all his big games, Michal, down through the years. Is there one or two special memories that you remember that he performed on the field that will remain etched with you?
Well, did he ever play a bad game?
No.
Never played a bad game. I thought that he was a great rallying force all the time, urging his men on, doing it by example, you know. So there would be no particular game because he was the same every day. I saw him win a National League. He was still only 18 years of age against Roscommon in the month of May of 74 as a forward. He felt that time that he was going to be a big name, a big footballer, that he'd win all Ireland's with Kerry. And that came true, and it came true very quickly for him.
Very tough time ahead for his family, Michal?
Yes, indeed. They're gathered inside now. They're having the rosary now before the removal across the road. And they're here from everywhere.
What will his legacy be now? What has he left for Kerry? And how will Kerry react to the death of Paddy O'Shea in the years to come, in particular next year?
The legacy he'll leave is never give in. It's not over till the final whistle. It can yet be won. And even when he lost, the next one was in focus right away. That's the legacy, you know. Full energy, heart and soul into every game. That brings results. It brought results to him. That will bring results in the future as well.
Michal, I've spoken a good many times to you. You're very upset over it. He was a great friend of yours. This has hit you hard.
He was everyone's friend.
Yeah.
I think Michal O'Shea, he rang me. It was he told me. Just a few simple words in Irish. Tá áirí imithe. Our king is gone. Our king. Everyone's king. Yes.
Michal, lovely talking to you. Thank you.
Cár go leor.
Well, Liam, what did Paddy O'Shea mean to the association?
Paddy O'Shea was an iconic figure, a type of person comes along once in a generation. He was known far and wide. He wore his pride in his native place on his sleeve at all times. He was very proud of an Gaeltacht, very proud of Kerry, very proud of the Kerry jersey. and he valued that jersey more than most other intercounty players that we have seen. He was an iconic figure who's known in every single parish in Ireland, not just by GA people, but by the wider Irish community as well. And he was a character. The Irish people love a character. He was larger than life, and he'll be sorely missed.
Liam, would it be fair to say, with all the talk today about rules changes and about diving and about all of this, he epitomised everything that was great in the game. When he played his 10 All-Irelands, 1-8, conceded only 1 point, he epitomised all that you and the association would be looking for in the game.
Well, you see, you'd never have to regulate a person who cared as much about Kerry football as Paddy did. He wanted to play the game for all the right reasons. Kerry was... in his heart, he played the games. He hadn't time for fouling, he wouldn't have time for cynicism, he wouldn't have time for lying down. All he wanted was, on Mo Dearock, once he got the ball, everyone knew where he was going forward. There'd never be a cagey back pass or the things that slow up the game now. He would want to get that ball up, and if someone else didn't score it, he'd want to do it.
The sending off of a great GA hero, Liam. And here we're here today now back in Vintry, and crowds coming from north, south, east and west. It's a great association when you look at it from this perspective, on a sad occasion, but that brings the GA together, doesn't it?
It does. It's one of the things, unfortunately, that does bring us together. But we like to show solidarity. People are here today because they might have met him at some stage. He might have stopped to talk to him where other bigger figures mightn't do that. Paddy reached out to a huge number of people. We respect, I think above all, we respect the player and we respect the club and the county. That's what we were built on. Paddy epitomised everything that's best in the club player, the county player, and he was a true all-star in every single sense of the word. And of course we're saddened, and we're coming here, I suppose, to affirm the friendship and the unity that's in the GAA at all levels, and that's what's visibly to be seen here today, that people are coming together. They're coming. It's a source of great sadness to it that a warrior is gone, but we're here to affirm that, to his existence, and I suppose to show our appreciation for the fact that he gave us so much in his short life.
And of course, his wife and family, of course, are the biggest losses to them, Liam.
Absolutely. We'll all go home, unfortunately, and they will be left mourning this man's loss. He is a huge family man. It must have been wonderful to have such a husband and a father. And our hearts go out to them. And at the end of the day, we're here to support the O'Shea family. First, Paddy's gone now, and they have to live without him. And I think we all feel hugely for them.
Thanks for talking to me, Liam.
Well, thank you.
Well, Micheál Martin, it was great to see you down in Vintry, but I suppose you had to be here, really, hadn't you?
Absolutely, very, very sad occasion. We got to know Paddy down through the years, through sport, through summer holidays, and obviously through politics, because he had a great love for politics and very attached to the Fianna Fáil party. And invariably, you'd find him at functions in Ardeshina. Wherever people were gathered, he enjoyed the company. And he wanted to be there. And of course, from our perspective, as a young child growing up in Cork, there was nothing more central to our lives than the Munster football final. I come from a football club. My late father was a football man, so it was everything to us. And it was kind of the mecca of our year. And of course, Paddy O'Shea dominated that for well over a decade. And just an extraordinary character, an extraordinary athlete, incredible achievements. And I don't think we'll see his likes again. And good friend of ours in Dingle last night, I think, described him very well. He said he was a jewel of the peninsula. And you can sense that loss that people are experiencing across Cork Aguina.
Did he bring his drive and his passion and everything that goes with it to the Fianna Fáil party and to politics? I think he did. I heard him addressing an Ardeish, I think, one time at some meeting of the Fianna Fáil party, and he nearly brought down the house.
He did. I mean, he had a great natural articulation, and certainly when great gatherings, election campaigns, he brought great drive to them. He gave great support and impetus to candidates in this constituency. But further afield then, he was, of course, a great personal friend of all former Taoiseach for the last three or four Taoiseach, Brian Coney, a great friend, Bertie Heron and Charlie Haughey, and very loyal to the people concerned, and irrespective of issues that arose, he was always there and supportive. He was a very generous person, very open-hearted, and there was always a welcoming door to everybody, irrespective of political persuasions.
You, as a great GM and a great Nemo Rangers man and a Cork man, of course, you'd have stood back and watched them playing. What was it like from a Cork perspective, standing seeing Paddy O'Shea playing against your own county?
Well, there was a great frisson there, wasn't there? A great sense of excitement. And you knew he was hard. I mean, this guy was almost made of granite. You had, and of course, I did all my early years as an Irish down here in the Cork of Gwyn of Gaeltacht. So it was almost, he was hewn from the rock here. And,
You're right.
And you had that sense about this.
He was nearly part of the place here, Michal, wasn't
absolutely,
he? You could sense it when I'm talking to you here now. Yeah. You can sense that even more.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's a big hero gone from the area. But, you know, there's good family there. And I think that the generations will come on, and I think his spirit will stay alive, you know.
Yeah.
But from our perspective, growing up, of course, you know, we had the Dinny Allens, we had the Billy Morgans, and...
Yeah.
What was lovely for us as young people to see was, where as a young person you're watching this incredible rivalry on the pitch, but then you'd see after time and over time these people becoming great friends themselves.
Yeah.
And I know they're very sad today in the last 2 days that a giant of the game has passed. And I think the friendships that one builds up through sport are enduring ones.
Yeah.
And I think you've witnessed that in the last number of days from all over the country, where people who played Gaelic games and who played Gaelic football are here to be in spirit with Paddy and his family.
Yeah, lovely talking. You come here, keep up the great work with Fianna Fáil. You're doing a great job. Well,
thank you very much indeed, bit by bit, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fianna. Thank you very much indeed.
Lovely meeting you.
Thank you.